Thanks, Deborah. So, Carlos Soto-Roman moved to Philly last March, and he moved from Santiago. He has three books, Mongrel's March, Minor Haiku, Over and Out, and he goes to Penn, but he's still revolutionary at heart, and I know I love him dearly. He lives in West Philly, so... Yeah, he's got that going on too. So, Carlos.
Thanks, Greg. Okay. Over and Out is my last book. I wrote it just before coming to Philadelphia. And it's a very strange book because combine notes from a diary with poetry. And I think I abandoned this book in Santiago and finally was published last month there. I haven't got any print copy yet, but I just finished the translation with a little help from some friends here. And I will try to show you a sample of this in the following 7 or 8 minutes. April 23rd, 2006. Feeling sorry because tomorrow is Monday, thinking about all the bullshit I'll have to put up with at work. I shine my shoes, half-hearted and silent, so I can go to sleep. May 6th, 2006. El Quisco, my night. On the beach, we play with Juan Diego at insulting the ocean, to provoke it. We draw a line in the sand and challenge it to cross into our land. The ocean comes and we move away. We continue insulting it. We remind it of all the nefarious swimmers who have urinated in it. The tide rises, we are undefeated still. Just before ending the game, a wave soaks our shoes. As a dilated whirlwind, like the footprints of a snake in salt, as the waves that mark the wind passing in the desert. May 30th, 2006, El Mercurio headlines. Maximum tension due to massive student strike. 30% of high school students in addition to college students and teachers. Opera and concert season of municipal theaters suspended. Unemployment climbs in the country and reached 8.3% in April. Capdeville and Massou won in Paris. Initial government-student dialogue frustrated. I missed the strikes. I missed the occupations. I missed the assemblies. I missed the march. I missed the days for culture and reflection. I missed the demonstrations. I missed the confrontations, the rocks, the tear gas, the water cannons. I missed the jar, the meeting with the minister. I missed the fist raised up, because I never was on Alameda Street, on Omada Boulevard, in front of the Minaduc, in front of the National Library, on Coming Avenue, on Arturo Prat Street, on Marin Street, on Italia Avenue, in the Aplicación, in the Nacional, in the Carmela, in the Barros Borgoño, in the First School of Ladies, in the Seventh of Providencia on Ñuñoa. I was never on the Congress floor, was never forced by the police. Actually, I was glued to the TV, my nerves on edge, when during a 3 minute press conference, Commander Rabbit and the Sangüesa girl contradict each other only to escape terrified. Must assign, as must sign. June 30th, 2006. Argentina is eliminated from the World Cup. Millán writes in his diary, unlimited forgiveness for one's own mistakes. Small letters to me. Okay, I'm still alive. There's no doubt about that. With this erratic writing and those twisted ideas inside, waiting as the boatman for the river to rise. Nestled on the roof, clumsily enjoying the afternoon's frost. Still alive, like the liquor burning on my chapped lips, like the words you left me with. July 30th, 2006. My mother tells me that Dr. Benavides, the doctor who received me at birth, has died. September 26th, 2006, Buenos Aires. March for the reappearance of Julio Lopez, alive, kidnapped by the Buenos Aires police. Manuscript found in Avenida de Mayo, Bachelet equal Pinochet, freedom for prisoners. December 3rd, 2006. As I prepared to return to work, the TV announced that Pinochet has suffered a heart attack and is receiving his last rites. I put a bottle of champagne in the refrigerator. Marcelo tells me my book will be ready tomorrow. With hope. A dike or a dam holds a sea of tears, a river. A reinforced metal barrier resists cars from falling into the ravine, into the void. Drag the knuckles with rage by the rough surface of a concrete wall. Hold, measure, swallow, suppress. Sly peasant sees someone coming down the side of the road. He quickly falls to the hillside, pretending to lift a large rock. The end of the study is already known. Everything consists of mixing a swindle. With whole means deceive. December 10, 2006. At a lunch celebrating a first communion, Pablo gets a call. At 2:15 p.m., Augusto Pinochet Ugarte has died. The TV is turned on. It won't be turned off all day. Pinochet Dixit. Weed the garden. Cut the cancer at the root. Toss the rotten apple from the box. Cut off the snake's head. Outside, the word is the antidote. Although in fact, word and silence are the walls of the void. Something like the limit of bewilderment. November 13th, 2008. To burn my mouth. Just the empty metaphor of my painful silence. December 27, 2008, Tabula Rasa. Trying to organize travel souvenirs, I realized I can't throw away bar checks, train tickets, graveyard brochures, maps. I can't throw away the damn postcards of times and places that will never be. Kleptomania. Visit some places in silence, certain times of the day. The sound of dry leaves being crushed by neglected steps of pedestrians. The color of the rays of the sun sleeping between branches, between buildings, between satellites and cellular antennas. Between my swollen fingers, tired to the point of rotting, then to bring to my memory certain objects. Hoard as memories or old holy cards, indelible, unforgettable, immaculate, irresolute. A small yellow lighter, a vulgar ornament or one or more cheap pieces of silverware, an obsolete relic, a brand name pen engraved for a special occasion, a first communion, a graduation or a burial. It makes me shudder. The moment itself of humiliation, the robbery, the material release, the plundering produce in me an inexplicable pleasure, the forced detachment, the unconscious lack of affection, the unknown abruptness, the shortage. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. Tell something to your little notebook, Claudio Ortoni. March 3rd, 2009. I have a final look at everything. I always do. I even come back to check padlocks and windows. Everything's set. I close the door, turn the key. I write these words in my notebook. I walk without looking back, over and out. Thank you.